Well, a very good afternoon from the sports team. It's time to forget about what happened last weekend and look forward, because the Proteas, they're back in action. They take on Australia in the first ODI of their competition in Cairns tomorrow morning. Australia beat South Africa to claim that T20 series win over the weekend, but we look forward. And ODI skipper Themba Bavuma says it was good to get an idea of the conditions going into the series.
So here specifically, the guys say the wicket is a little bit more on the slower side. But again, I think like everything, we just try to assess and adapt on the day and try to play the best cricket that is required for those conditions. I had a look at the wicket, I had a look at the field, a bit bigger than what I'm accustomed to, so probably a lot of running from my side. But yeah, it looked like a good wicket out there.
Well, it's a nice early start. 6:30 is the first ball. Moving to some rugby news. The Springboks will be without some key players this weekend for the return clash against the Wallabies in Cape Town. Skipper Siya Kolisi has been ruled out with a knee injury, while Peter Steph Du Toit is out because of concussion. And both wings, Curtie Arendse and Edvil Funamadiva, will also miss this weekend's match. Looking back on Saturday, Springbok coach Rassie Erasmus says that there were some fine margins that went Australia's way.
An intercept was a good decision by their player. It's not such a bad pass by Marnie. If the ball got away, you know, it would have been maybe a try, but their player made a better read. When Andre tried with the offload, he didn't stick and their player was there. So we were unlucky, but we were unlucky because they worked hard. They found a way at altitude to beat us, and yeah, I can't have excuses on that. Joe's a good coach, and they've got a bloody good team.
Well, the Springboks will bounce back, that's for sure. We were very, very good to be 22-0 up, and that side is good enough, and we will bounce back this weekend. Then finally, in some golf news, the final three automatic qualifiers for US's Ryder Cup team have been confirmed. Russell Henley, Harris English, and Bryson DeChambeau joined BMW Championship winner Scotty Scheffler, US Open winner JJ Spawn, and Xander Schauffele as the automatic qualifiers. The six qualifiers will be joined by the six captains' picks, which captain Keegan Bradley will announce next Wednesday. On the European side, Tyrrell Hatton and Robert McIntyre have been confirmed as part of Team Europe. That's it for this hour for the East Coast Radio Sport Team. I'm Nick Tatham.